The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. There it was, in Sunday's New York Times.
A full-page ad from a company called Leafly.
Offering advice on where to get the best medical marijuana, which is now legal in New York. And if Colorado's any indication, it's just the beginning. More after this from Charlie. 23 states and Washington, D.C. now allow legal marijuana in some form, even though the feds still consider it illegal in any form. Marijuana is the one substance whose legality depends on the uniform of the official who catches you with it. Aaron Smith with the Cannabis Policy Center says that's nuts.
Ideally, the federal government will create a system to tax and regulate marijuana just like it does with alcohol.
But just as we've seen alcohol working its way into things that look like soft drinks, there's still plenty of people who worry that we're legalizing ourselves back to the stoner age, especially when you look at what's happening in Colorado. It's in everything.
Granola, gummy bears, lip gloss.
Diane Carlson belongs to Smart Colorado, which is concerned that the pot-enhanced versions of these things look and taste exactly like the regular versions. CBS's John Blackstone talked with the operator of a California marijuana dispensary who admitted that a fudgesicle, which looks like it would do nothing more than freeze your brain, could in fact blow your mind. The only difference is the packaging.
If I took this out, it would look like another ice cream bar of some kind, I take it.
Yes, it would look like what it is, sure.
So, Colorado has now set the legal marijuana serving size as 10 milligrams or less of THC, which must be clearly printed on the label. Of course, nobody really knows what that means, hallucination-wise. But what we do know is that in Colorado, reading ingredient labels just got very important. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.